It's still unclear this lunchtime if the planned reopening of special needs schools and classes will go ahead on Thursday. The Forsa Trade Union, which represents special needs assistance, will decide later today whether they support the reopening. Last night, the Irish National Teachers Organisation called on the Department of Education to reconsider the plan. But as decisions are made, parents are seeing their children's progress regress, and they themselves are at breaking point. Kian McCormack has this report.
No matter how much we do, we can't engage him and open his mind as much as it can be in school. And that's leading to things like children like Maximus regress so quickly.
Ciara Jane Murray has watched her son's ability to nod disappear.
Last year, Maximus was able to nod. So he was able to nod yes, and unfortunately he's now lost that ability again. Last year, Maximus chose his wheelchair colour by himself, and this year he can't even tell me a simple yes. It's heartbreaking.
Her 7-year-old son, Maximus, has a rare genetic condition and needs 24-hour care.
And what that means for Maximus is that he cannot walk, he cannot talk, he cannot see. He's fed through a tube. He's very, very severe epilepsy, which affects him daily. Special schools that Maximus attends are part of his 24/7 nursing care. Our house is it's not suitable for Maximus. We have no hoisting system. We have only one seat that Maximus uses daily in our house. And unfortunately, at the moment, and for the last month now at this stage, Maximus has been sitting in the same chair all day, every day at home.
Ciara hopes the school Maximus attends reopens on Thursday.
He attends an amazing school called School Makua in Clondalkin. The parents want these schools open. The teachers want these schools open. The government want these schools open. Where is it falling down?
Galway-based GP Dr. Niamh O'Brien hopes for much the same.
These children have been essentially cocooning. They've been restricting their movements now for 3 or more weeks. So they're very safe. And if the staff have been doing the same, which is what the public health guidelines have advised them to do, then it's one group of restricted movement individuals meeting another group. I feel that's as safe as one can hope for in the current environment.
Niamh has 3 daughters. 2 have additional needs, with 1 attending a special school.
So they've been home since just before Christmas, and this has been particularly difficult for our youngest daughter, who attends a special school. She has severe autism and is nonverbal. It's been very unsettling for her. She doesn't understand why her routine is gone. We can't explain that to her.
Niamh hopes schools can reopen on Thursday, and she says her family is at breaking point.
So for us, we have a situation where we have one child who's physically fragile and can be really severely injured by our child with severe autism with challenging behaviours. And these challenging behaviours are getting worse because of her being out of her school environment. So we're constantly having to plan, pay people to help us and to support us so that we can do our job, including my job, which is a frontline job that I'm privileged to do and happy to do because it's my duty.
In Selbridge in County Kildare, Brian Kiernan has found things tough since December.
I have a daughter who attends St. Rayfield's in Selbridge, and she has a diagnosis of autism and Down syndrome. I also have another child who attends a unit within Mainstream, and he has a diagnosis of Asperger's. The whole key to autistic children and that is a routine. And once you take them out of that routine, they just cannot handle that.
What's been the impact on your family, on family life for yourself and your wife, Deirdre?
We're always in lockdown anyway because we can never go to a restaurant or we can never go to a cinema. But when there is school and that, there is a chance for us to do things like doing shopping, maybe going for a walk just to get out into the fresh air and that.
Brian hopes schools can reopen for his children's sake.
I believe that the unions are playing a power game between themselves. One is trying to make the other look better. And I believe there's a vocal minority within the unions who are stopping it for the rest. But I believe the majority of the teachers and SNAs want to go back to school.
Brian Kiernan from Selbridge in County Kildare, ending that report from Cian McCormack.